بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم، أما بعد. الحمد لله، we are on part 34 concerning spiritual discourses, and we are still discussing the evil effects of pride and its solution. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, "When you find the humble amongst my followers, be humble to them. When you find the proud, treat them with pride, because they will then feel humiliated and humble." We have many wise sayings. When Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala said, "When a man takes recourse to modesty for Allah, he raises his wisdom. When he takes to pride and inwardly, he draws him underneath the earth. It is then ordered, 'Be off, Allah has removed you.' He is great to himself, but small to the people. Even he is worse to them than a pig." Isubi Asbat said, "Fear Allah is sufficient for more divine service. A little modesty is sufficient for great labor." Ibn Mubarak said, "To treat with modesty with a person who is inferior to you in wealth is the root of modesty. The latter will then understand that superiority is insignificant to you. Treat with superiority with one who is superior to you in worldly riches, he will then understand the worldly superiority is insignificant to you." So what do we learn from these sayings? Firstly, of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, "When you find the humble amongst my followers, be humble to them. When you find the proud, treat them with pride, because they will then feel humiliated and humble." What does this mean? That how a person reacts with you, you react with him. How a person treats you, you treat him. How a person behaves towards you, you behave towards him. When a person is humble, you also become humble. When a person is modest, you behave very modestly with him. When a person is talking decently to you, you talk decently to him. When a person displays his pride and arrogance, then diplomatically you inform him that, listen, there is someone better than you. When a person begins to boast of his knowledge, then explain to him there is someone more knowledgeable than you. When a person tries to boast because he's a good writer, explain they were better and they are better. When a person tries to boast that he's a good orator, explain the history of orators and explain currently who are the orators. When a person boasts of his charity, explain the charitable ones and the current charitable ones. When a person boasts due to his clothing, explain that there are those who are wearing better and that those Sahaba who wore better and discarded it and got such honor in the eyes of Allah Azza wa Jal. So by behaving proudly does not mean that now you'll have to stoop to that person's arrogance and pride and ignorance. No, you will explain to that person, listen, there is no need. Firaun had pride, what happened to him? Haman had pride, what happened to him? Shaddad had pride, what happened to him? Nimrod had pride, what happened to him? Muktanazar had pride, what happened to him? All these rascals who passed, Hitler, Stalin, Lenin, Bonaparte, all these proud people, what happened to them? All these leaders, what happened to them who had pride and arrogance? So Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, what happened to them? So there is no value in this feeling of prideness. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala says, when a man takes recourse to modesty, Allah increases his wisdom, raises his wisdom. Because modesty is such a good quality, nice quality, beautiful quality, it will give the person wisdom. And wisdom is something that you cannot buy off the shelf. Wisdom, experience, is not bought off the shelf, but it is the result of modesty. And modesty means humility. Modesty means lowering oneself. When a person learns to say, I do not know, la adri, then what has happened to the Imam? Imam Darul Hijra, Imam Malik Rahmatullah Alayhi, who according to some sources, said 40 times, I do not know. But today, he is classified as one of the four illustrious imams of jurisprudence. So, in anything we do, if we are modest, Allah will teach us the trade. If we are modest, Allah will teach us the profession. If we are modest, we are humble. And when we are humble, we are ready to learn. And when we are ready to learn, then the whole world will teach us. But an arrogant person who's front of his teacher and senior and superior boast, I know everything, then the superior also does not feel like teaching. Because until we do not sit properly with ethics and mannerism in front of a professional, in front of a teacher, no knowledge will come to us. If we are arrogant and boasting, no, I know everything. And this applies to any field and every field. Otherwise, there'll be no need for teachers. But you'll find Lord, a student, that he thinks he knows everything. He does not go far. Until we do not recognize superiority, and this recognition that there is superiority comes when a person is modest, and modesty will give him humility. And when he's got these two qualities, modesty and humility, he'll be able to learn. That's why Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala who is saying that he raises, when a person resorts to modesty, then Allah will raise his wisdom. When he takes to pride and enmity, disobedience, that be haughtiness, he drowns him underneath the earth. When a person that he becomes proud and transgressive, disobedient, haughty, then Allah Ta'ala drowns that person beneath the earth. And this has happened historically too. Look at the stories of the proud in the Quran Kareem. Those vicious rulers, those proud, arrogant rulers, those rulers were disobedient and transgressing. Allah drowned them, literally, figuratively, beneath the earth. It is then ordered, be off. Allah has removed you. He is great to himself, but small to the people. Even he is worse to them than a pig. Why? Because when you study the qualities of the pig, then that animal is the one who's got the least amount of modesty. That animal has got, in fact, no modesty. It does what it wants, it eats what it wants, and it has relationship with whomsoever it wants. So amongst the animals, this animal here, it is most immodest. In its eating habits, in its behavior habits, in its sexual activities, it does not mind having a relationship with anybody. It is recorded in the books, biological books, that it does not care what it eats. When a person also becomes lower than the pig or like the pig, then also that person will not bother. Halal, haram, good, bad, whether it is from good sources, bad sources, whether it is animal that is slaughtered properly or not slaughtered properly, that person will eat it. Because when a person is not modest, then he will lose the concept of sensibility and become like a pig. And he will not bother about halal, haram. He will not bother whether this chicken is slaughtered halal or in a haram way. He will not bother whether this animal is stunned or not stunned. He will not bother, as long as some so-called halal, commercialized, authorizing body is sanctioning it, he will eat it. And that is why you will find today, in our time, you cannot penetrate a truthful message because of the consumption of haram on a major scale. Sometimes we think, now what is happening? That there is so much of good activity out there, so much of enjoying what is good, very little forbidding what is evil, but people are not ready to listen. And if you look carefully, major cause is consummation of haram. Consummation of haram chickens, consummation of haram sheep and lamb and cows. Consummation of haram food results that the body becomes immune to accepting that which is truthful. When you consume haram, then the quality of modesty goes away from the person. The quality of humility goes away. Person arrogantly says, no, I'm following that commercialized halal authorizing body. So the person is left with eating haram. Eating haram, yeah, you can see what happens. Person becomes lower than the pig. Yusuf bin Aswad, Rahmatullah alayhi, said, to fear Allah is sufficient for more divine service. A little modesty is sufficient for great labor. When a person got modesty, then obviously he is going to lower himself. That is why he'll be able to have divine services. When a person is modest, is humble, he will go for salah. Why? Because he's ready to lower himself. He's ready to stand in ibadat of Allah. He is ready to go to ruku for Allah's pleasure. He's ready to prostrate for Allah's pleasure. Why? Because modesty is there. And divine mercy will be there. And divine compassion will be upon that person. And that person, when he has this fear, he'll be able to do services of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibn Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi said, to treat with modesty with a person who is inferior to you in wealth is the root of modesty. Meaning that do not look down upon anybody. Do not look down upon anybody. And this is the root cause of pride, looking down on someone. And if you do not look down on someone, that is the root of modesty. So what we should do, make shukr to Allah with whatever talent, boon, favor Allah has given us. And then when you don't look down upon someone, Allah will increase our wisdom. He'll increase our ability to worship Him. He'll increase our humility. He'll increase our sustenance. He'll increase everything. The latter will then understand what superiority is insignificant to you. Treat with superiority with one who is superior to you in worldly riches. He will then understand that worldly superiority is insignificant to you. If we have an attitude that that person is better than me in the world, he's got more wealth, better car, mention, then when we accept it, that this is the will of Allah, we'll be comfortable. And do not have any pride or jealousy or hatred why that person is better. Once we understand this is the will of Allah, we will be extremely comfortable. May Allah Ta'ala grant us ability to understand the importance and significance of modesty. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.